Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Monday, and it's the 5th day of June, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 74 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 80 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 49, and we're looking for thunderstorms, which wouldn't be bad. Knock the fucking dust down. Let's see what we got to play with here today. There's some of these Twitters. I still got, I'm going to have to change my fucking password. I went to look into them this morning and I have to go through that fucking goddamn rigmarole. They're fucking with me, you know, fucking, they don't want me, they don't want us talking about this shit. 2 years ago, I developed myocarditis shortly after coming into contact with a freshly vaccinated person. No. I mean, I believe there have been more people killed by fucking the shedding and have been killed by the actual fucking shots. I believe it's just, I mean, typhoid married us. And fucking, this resulted in 3 hospital stays. Well, you're lucky you're alive and you still got it in you, and it will kill you in the end. Why is it solely people with pronouns in their profile who make fun of the suffering of others? I make fun of these motherfuckers. Fuck them. What do you care what these goddamn pimp little motherfuckers have to say? Let them come up and do something about it and then beat the fucking shit out of them or kill them. Because they are your goddamn enemy and you are at fucking war, whether you realize it or not. Whether you concoct to the goddamn fact that they are killing our people by the fucking scores while we sit on our asses. Well, I can't do anything about that, but tell you what's wrong with these people. I'll tell you what's wrong with these fucking people. They're a part of it. They're either too goddamn stupid or they're too goddamn scared. There's just stupid and scared left. There is no goddamn uneducated people. There is no people that doesn't know that this is a goddamn culling of the fucking world population. There's nobody left. There's no other excuses but stupid and cowardly. Radical climate activist group engaged in tire slashing expands to 18 countries. Including the U.S. by Jim Hoff. Let me catch you slashing my fucking tire. I'll blow your ass right across the fucking street with a shotgun, motherfucker, and see if I give a fuck. You fucking freak motherfuckers. The far left group, I don't care, far left, fucking far right, fucking goddamn New World Order motherfuckers, one and all, shitting through the same hole. A far left group known as the Tie Extinguishers has broadened its effort and declared war on car owners, targeting parked cars, utility vehicles, SUVs, by deflating their tires in a bid to combat global warming. Let me fucking catch you, son of a bitch. I will stomp you to fucking death right by my fucking car. With operations spanning 18 countries, the radical group has recently claimed responsibilities. See, look at these motherfuckers. These are nobody punk motherfuckers, but they're doing something. They're fucking doing something. It's unlawful, too. But they don't give a fuck because they fucking, well, you know, they're in with the goddamn New World Order, fucking goddamn one world fucking order, one world fucking government. And they know that they face no consequences. And they do not face no consequences unless you give them to them. unless you make the fucking consequences. And I'll make my fucking consequences. Slash my fucking, let me catch you trying. I'll blow your fucking ass away. I don't give a fuck. With Washington spanning, with operations spanning 18 countries, the radical group has recently claimed responsibility for actions in major American democratic cities like, see, it's got to be Democrat. It's got to be the guy. Always have to have the buzzwords in there. Go look this goddamn site up. It will be incorporated because you, anybody who fucking has a half a fucking brain, who haven't even has a pea bouncing around in there, has one brain cell bouncing around in there, knows that this is not a fucking two-party fucking system. This is the goddamn 1% trying to fucking take out the rest of the fucking population so that they can be gods on this goddamn earth. So that they can take every fucking thing that is ours. A fucking handful of them. With fucking nothing but a running but a buff. Democratic cities like New York City, Boston, Chicago, and San Francisco, as well as various cities in England, Canada, France, Spain, Germany, Italy, and the most recent action in Lisbon, Portugal, Fox News reported. We are people from all walks of life with one aim. See, look at these sons. Look at how these fucking slime balls, these punks, these spineless little bastards, how they stick together. But see, fucking when we come to what we need to do, and that is to get on that goddamn page with that goddamn Bill of Rights, those 10 fucking articles, the goddamn law of this fucking land, our autonomy, we need to get together. We can't do it because fucking, you know what? These guys all get paid by the same fucking guy. Everybody out there's got a fucking scam fucking going. And you know the people who fucking will not let go of that fucking constitution that never was? You know why they won't let go of it? Because their goddamn fortunes are dependent upon it. It's all been a fucking fraud. They know it's a fraud. You take that goddamn fraud out of the way and you go back and you start tracing the goddamn properties, you may have gotten swindled. I won't say you didn't. You may have honestly, you know, made an honest effort to buy a piece of fucking property, but that don't mean that that property was lawfully fucking for sale. Anytime I've ever looked into any property, it was fucking, there was a goddamn fucking court case and fucking shit, and it was stolen. Stolen from the rest of the fucking people. Does that make it okay for you to have it? I don't know. We'll fucking discuss that in court.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, you just brought that up. You know, that just brought me in mind of, man, you know how they I mean, you're older than me, but how long have they been doing these freaking police auctions when they take people cars, man, and just auction them out? I mean, how long have they been doing that and making money off of them?
They've been doing it all along. It really picked up in the 70s and the late 70s and then the 80s. It's just progressively gotten worse and worse and worse and worse. I mean, now you got confiscation without even a, you know, asset forfeiture, where you,
yeah,
right on the side of the fucking road, they take your fucking shit and stick it in their fucking pockets. I mean, like I said, it's...
If you win money at a casino, this guy, well, I think he was an Asian guy, like a few years ago, man, he won like $30,000 over there in freaking Las Vegas, and they tell him, well, you can't prove it, so they just took all that man's winning money.
Yeah. That's what you live in now. There is no goddamn law. People have to understand that. This admiralty, Chuck fucking over there, King Chuck. I mean, this is not our goddamn law. This is a foreigner's fucking law operating it on our fucking soil, and we're allowing it. We're allowing it to fucking affect us. We're going by it. Go hire a $40,000 fucking lawyer to try to get your $30,000 fucking dollars back. I mean, they fucking vaginally search women on the side of the goddamn road, take your goddamn property on the side of the goddamn road. What do you fucking think? There's a law? I mean, wait a minute. That's the son of a bitch with the badge. Yeah, that's the son of a bitch in privateer. He's a goddamn mercenary. That badge is a goddamn union badge. He has no fucking jurisdiction over you or your property or your fucking roads that you belong to. Go ahead.
And you know, like when you, I mean, you know this, but when you are in those admiralty courts, you are property. You are property. And the admiralty is what? It is law of the freaking sea.
You goddamn right it is. It's merchant law. And the bottom line is you don't have to be. You have to submit to that jurisdiction. That's the only. That's when they went put it in place. Is well, they have to submit. They don't have to. They can insist upon their common law rights. But then the people fucking. Then they tried this. What was it? Citizen. What they call them? Sovereign citizen. Oxymoron bullshit. I mean, that was the last one. You ain't heard nothing else about that shit, have you? Because the people fucking, I mean, at least we've gotten it out that you're not a goddamn sovereign citizen. A citizen is a fucking goddamn subject. You are an American national. You own the motherfucker. You're the goddamn, you're the sovereign of this fucking nation, motherfucker. You don't have to put up with this shit out of these bastards. You can shoot them down right where they fucking stand for violation of the highest law in this fucking land. The fucking ratified by the representatives of the people, fucking unalienable law of December 15, 1791. And that's not to be confused with people who, when they finally bring this up, bring up that goddamn Constitution. That fucking Constitution was never fucking approved by we the people. It was never fucking ratified. They say that we delegated them power. That's a fucking lie. We never delegated them shit. They sent their own fucking goddamn representatives, the aristocrats. They appointed the fucking people that fucking ratified that fucking unlawful, fraudulent document. And that fucking document was designed for them to rule you in their goddamn fucking corporate kingdom. So to put you on your fucking knees. So they've pumped these third world motherfuckers in here to show you how you're going to fucking live, how your kids are going to live, how they're going to be fucking raped, how they're going to be fucking God. Like they're going to run roughshod over you. Well, motherfucker, I got news for you. We got guns and we got other fucking, we got every terrible implement of the soldier and we'll let loose on your fucking ass. You're about to get what you fucking deserve. To make it impossible to own a huge polluting 4x4 in the world's urban areas, according to Group's website, we are defending ourselves against climate change, air pollution, and unsafe drivers. Why don't I defend myself against somebody fucking with my car? One of these fucking bums walked over by it at a fucking store the other day. I said, get the fuck away from my car, motherfucker. I was just saying, I want a quarter. I get the fuck away from me, you motherfucker. You were dropped off in a parking lot. Get back to the mental institution where you fucking belong before I have to fucking dust your ass right here where you're standing. We do this with a simple tactic, deflating the tires of these massive, unnecessary vehicles. Oh, yeah? Who made you fucking the decider of what's massive and unnecessary? Why don't you go deflate the fucking tires on those 747s with the goddamn jacuzzis in them that fucking people like goddamn Al Gore cruise around in, around the fucking goddamn polluting more than fucking hundreds of cars in one fucking trip. Well, that's okay because it's necessary for him. It reminds me of when the Russian Revolution, you know, when they fucking went and they went to all the producers, the people producing food, and they took their goddamn, they took their stock, they took their seed and left them fucking so they could not even produce fucking food, and they starved the fucking people. The people were starved down until they were getting just minute little rations every day. And then within a year, the people at the top, the people doing all this shit, making all these decisions, see, they needed more protein for their brains because their brains were running the operation. So they took to eating caviar, and they took to eating the best of the best. I mean, and this is the same shit with these motherfuckers right here. You know, you stinking little cocksucker, you don't make the decisions for every fucking body on this planet. If you got a fucking beef, it goes to a common law fucking court. You win, you lose, you lose. You try inflicting goddamn tyranny, you hang. That's how it fucking works. But we're at war now, people. You come fuck with my goddamn tires. You let me catch you. I will blast your fucking ass with buckshot from 10 feet fucking away, you motherfucker. And I don't give a shit. We do this with a simple tactic, deflating tires, huh? I'll show you a simple fucking tactic. It's a squeeze of a trigger. The tire extinguishers took it to social media to announce their expansion, sharing an image of a Portuguese language pamphlet left on one of the targeted SUVs. Target me, you motherfucker. New first action in Portugal, Lisbon SUVs disarmed. We'll disarm you, you son of a bitch. I mean, I'll take your goddamn arms off your fucking body. See how many tires you can fucking slash with a fucking chainsaw. In Paris, the radical group deflated 30 vehicles. In Belgium, 30 SUVs were deflated. Overall activities associated with this tire extinguishers are responsible for deflating tires on more than 10,000 SUVs on a single night in November last year. The group boasted that its members disarmed more than 900 SUVs in a coordinated action across the multiple cities in the U.S. and Europe, according to Fox. Well, come fuck on. Hey, motherfucker, sooner or later, somebody like me is going to step out the door and see you fucking with their tires, and boom, you're going to be fucking dead fucking meat, and you ain't even going to know how it all turns out, are you? Fucking arrogant little pricks. Fuck you. In this country, I'm telling you, I'm an individual free sovereign national. I got the right to defend my property, and I'll blast your fucking ass, you cocksuckers. Let's see what else we got. New study reports the Antarctic ice shelf area has grown by 305 square kilometers between 2009 and 2019, but it's global warming. The fuck's going on here? This is one of those I got to go get a new password for. I got to make one tonight. New study reports Antarctic ice shelf has grown by 5,305 square kilometers between 2009, and there is a hookup so that you can get into this. All you have to do is, you know, copy the link and push the fucking button. I was going to put up a dunce hat for those who can't fucking, I mean, you say you don't read fucking Twitter, but you want to read it on this fucking site, and you want me to bring it fucking to you because, oh, you don't go there, huh? Fuck you. Minnesota to provide illegal immigrants with free college tuition by Reagan Reese. Now, that sounds about right now, don't it? Illegal immigrants will be eligible for free college tuition. Illegal immigrants. Illegal aliens. They are not immigrants. It is an alien invasion. By definition of the English language, will be offered free tuition in the state of Minnesota, according to Axios, whatever in the hell that is. Let's see. Come on, bitch. Under Minnesota Free Tuition Program, dubbed the North Star Promise, illegal immigrants will have their full tuition paid. Full tuition ain't payment. Hey, our people here are fucking living under goddamn freeway underpasses and fucking in the wintertime with their kids and fucking, I mean, we ain't got a pot to piss in the window to throw it out, but goddamn free tuition. What about all the fucking people in this goddamn country? No free tuition for your fucking ass. No, they want you to become stupid. They want to try and, you're not going to build these third world motherfuckers up to our goddamn level. You can't do it. We can educate ourselves. Us old people will educate the younger people on how to go to a fucking library and learn any goddamn thing they want to know. Of course, you're attacking the libraries too, I mean, aren't you? Aren't you? Trying to get them all on fucking line so that your fucking communist brethren over there in fucking China can fucking change the fucking wording of the fucking document so that they don't fucking read outright so that you can't learn by going and getting a book. Under Minnesota's free tuition program, dubbed the North Star Promise, illegal immigrants will have their full tuition paid for if they enroll in a 2-4 or 4-year program with the University of Minnesota or Minnesota State Systems. Now, these son of a bitches, their parents haven't paid anything into this country. Their grandparents haven't paid anything in. None of them has paid anything into this fucking country. They're coming here. You're paying for them. So that your kid can't go to fucking school. So if they're, I mean, well, let's go on with this. Minnesota State Systems and come from a household with an income of less than, get this, $80,000 or less. And there's, I know people that are fucking working jobs to fucking go, to, you know, they're getting real degrees. They're not getting sociology fucking degrees. They're getting fucking education that will fucking make them fucking money. But they're fucking working to fucking do it, and they're American nationals. But hey, man, you come here from El Salvador with fucking teardrops on your tattooed on your fucking face, we'll hand you the goddamn key to the city. to Axios. To be eligible for free tuition, applicants must have their graduate from a Minnesota high school, which, what in the fuck are you doing there, you illegal alien invading son of a bitch, or have lived in the States for a year without being enrolled in a college for 6 months. Can you believe this? I mean, we promise you outrage every weekend, boy. We deliver. We want to make sure that when we're expanding opportunities for everybody, how is this expanding opportunities for everybody? Because the people that have to pay for this are the fucking working Americans who cannot pay to fucking send their own children to these colleges because they're paying to fucking educate foreigners to take their children's fucking goddamn jobs in the future so that we can be brought down to the level of these motherfucking monkeys from other goddamn countries. So we can become fucking slaves, peons, pissants, coolies. That's what you're doing for your children. So sit fucking back and polish your fucking gun. For everybody, we're doing it for all Minnesota, regardless of background, regardless of their documentation status. Democratic State Senator, Senate Higher Education Chair Omar Fetcha. Hey, man, that sounds like Irish, don't it? These motherfucking foreigners are occupying our highest seats of power and fucking ripping into our, I mean, they're fucking invading us and they're taking the fucking United States without firing a fucking shot. Because we got, like I said, stupidity and pussies. Applicants must also submit a free application for federal student aid, FASA, what it looks like, FASA, from which helps determine which students need financial aid, Axios reported. The program will begin in the 2024 to 2025 school year and is expected to cost $117 million in the first year, according to the Associated Press. In all these years, our people have been having to fucking pay for their goddamn education. Kids working two fucking jobs. Fucking not sleeping, eating ramen, fucking noodles, fucking going hungry to get the goddamn, people that do that, they don't get sociology degrees. The sociology degrees are handed out to the fucking goddamn, I call them, what the hell would you call them? You got them beggars? Like the beggars on the fucking corner? If you go for a sociology degree, man, they'll help you right down the fucking line. You won't pay no tuition. Because it's a worthless motherfucking piece of shit designed to fucking bolster their fucking numbers, which are shit to begin with. FETA told the outlet after an agreement was met on legislation that included the North Star Promise, if we don't do something quick, we're at risk of shutting down some campuses. Now, that's where it caught my attention. Why are you shutting down campuses? Because people are walking away. Because all you want to fucking teach is goddamn queers. And fucking goddamn communism and fucking goddamn anti-Americanism. And this is why they're walking away from camps. You're not teaching nothing worth knowing. And so, we'll fill it up with goddamn fucking foreigners and you'll pay for it any fucking how. Go over there and work your fucking job. I see the bill as an enrollment driver. You hearing this? So they could, it's for the colleges. The colleges are, I guess, they're slapping a fucking tax on your ass, aren't they? The colleges, these private goddamn corporate entities are slapping a fucking tax on your ass, Minnesota, and you're letting them fucking do it because you're a bunch of pussies. In California, 14% of eligible illegal immigrants took advantage of the state's free tuition program, according to a California Student Aid Commission report. Minnesota unveiled its new program for illegal immigrants following the expiration of Title 42. They didn't really cover that very much, did they? You bet them motherfuckers are coming across the border like goddamn gangbusters. How many's already come across? A million? How many you think? But you're not seeing it in the fucking news nowhere, are you? We're going to have to look into that. Minnesota unveiled its new program for illegal immigrants following the expiration of Title 42, a Trump-era policy that was used to turn away migrants in the wake of COVID-19 panic. COVID-19, which doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. There's more of us and more of you, and we'll say it more times. Pandemic my ass. Just days ahead of the expiration of Title 42, Customs and Border Protection logged a record-breaking number of migrant encounters for these continuous days, as we are completely fucking invaded and don't lift a fucking finger to stop it. This is what you're going to get. Your grandchildren are going to dig up your fucking grave. Well, you probably won't get a grave. They'll compost your fucking ass. And that's what you fucking deserve. You fucking cowards. You fucking had the greatest country on fucking planet Earth, and you let it fucking be taken from you by fucking punks. Let's see what we got here. Treason. Biden's appointee to the UN, Justin Hansford, is calling on the United Nations to order the U.S. to pay reparations to Black Americans. Hey, you know what? There were slaves of every fucking color. There were Black people that owned white people. This is just some more fucking goddamn of this, trying to push this UN shit. You have no authority in this country, United Nations. I heard that. I'm going to looking for the article that they came went down to Florida, and they didn't receive such a good fucking reception. You come to this fucking country, you blue-helmeted son of a bitches, and you will fucking die. You will die soon on fucking goddamn contact, you motherfuckers. Treason. Biden's appointee to the United Nations, Justin Hansford, is calling for the United Nations order the U.S. to pay reparations to Black Americans. Democrats don't want democracy. They want fascism. Well, let's play that fucking left-right fucking paradigm bullshit fucking game. No, this here, I mean, somebody's going to get fat off this. 94, no matter, even if they did pay these fucking reparations, then they paid them to every fucking slave. Because I have an ancestor of fucking Irish descent that came here as a fucking slave, not as a goddamn indentured servant, as a fucking slave of the crown. So, but they're not going to look at that because they're trying to divide us. Divide and conquer. They can't conquer us. That's their problem, man. No matter what they do, that's why you see all this bizarre shit. You'll see, man, like last week, I mean, just total faggot. Fucking LGBT fucking freak shit. We're on LGBT fucking freak fucking month. We got a month for it. For fucking what we would have fucking shot somebody for fucking 20 years ago. They would have just been taken out and fucking shot. UK government worked with BBC, Google, and Facebook to secretly censor valid criticism of COVID lockdown. No. I won't believe that. Who's telling this shit? Again, I got to go on down here. No shit. Breaking. Sucharit. Bacardi. I mean, all, see, you know, that's one of the things with getting is trying to force this new world order, this one world order down our fucking throats. Is it all these fucking foreign fucking names? What are these motherfuckers? You know, this son of a bitch has not been in the country more than one generation, probably just came here this generation. And these motherfuckers are taking the position of power. And I'm having to read these fucking names of these fucking foreigners who have no goddamn business. I didn't say they could come into this country, and by God, I'm the guy that has to, because this son of a bitch belongs to me, because I'm an American national. And this country belongs to the American nationals. We are the sovereigns of this goddamn country, not that phony fucking goddamn corporation. Oh, let's see what else we got going here. Dozens of kids vanish in Cleveland area as police probe alarming trend by Chris Eberhardt. We'll hit that when we come back. And we will be back in just a moment.
Be a whole lot of love to get Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Trying to take me to task, cause I don't wanna wear a mask or take a vaccine that could maybe make me die. They got no scientific evidence to back that crap up. All they do is feed us lies and lies. That's why I will not comply. Since back last March, I've had an achy, breaky heart like a Billy Ray Cyrus. Been catching a case of the blues from the news around this damn coronavirus. Now they're telling us we gotta keep our chin divers up, even if we got the shot in the arm. Nobody's talking about exercise or eating food that's fresh grown from the farm. That's why I will not comply. Quit trying to take me to task, cause I don't wanna wear a mask or take a vaccine that could maybe make me die. They got no scientific evidence to back that crap up. All they do is feed us lie after lie. That's why I will not comply. Show them what not compliant sounds like, but... Now listen, y'all, the only way to stop the violence is for us to break the silence right now. So if you tend to agree and you're pissed off like me, stand your ass up and scream it out loud. Then I will not comply. Quit trying to take me to task, cause I don't wanna wear a mask or take a vaccine that could maybe make me die. They got no scientific evidence to back that crap up. All they do is feed us lie after lie. That's why I will not comply. Yeah, I'm here to tell you people I will not comply.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 p.m. And that was Blind Joe with I Will Not Comply. Excuse me. That was Blind Joe with I Will Not Comply. We listened to there at the break. And you can see that song was written, you know, because he talked about last March. That was written right at the fucking beginning of this bullshit. And everything in it was fucking the truth. I mean, it was all a fucking lie, all a fucking scam. How many people have they fucking killed? How many of our people have they fucking killed? And we just stand by and watch it. And, oh, well, goddamn, man, I'll tell you. I don't know what we can do about it. We can't do nothing about it. Because I know we can polish our guns. If they see our polished guns, they will run. They will run from us. That's what they will do. You betcha. Excuse me again. Dozens of kids vanish in Cleveland area as police probe alarming trend by Chris Eberhardt. You know, you wonder why they fucking, you know, like I said, anybody else, does it seem like a long time ago that we watched that video of fucking Hunter Biden with the little six-year-old girls and the cocaine? Does it seem like a long time ago? They mix this shit up and they, I mean, this is propaganda 101. This is the truth ministry at work. Yeah, you goddamn right. There's dozens of kids missing in Cleveland. There's dozens. 9 million kids are fucking missing across this country every fucking year. But we're hitting a lot. First, they try to drown you in the fucking goddamn debauchery with the fucking fags and the fucking transvestites and all that horse shit. And then they come up with these fucking, there's somebody concerned here about a dozen kids. You don't give a shit. You're probably the one that took them, you motherfucker. Almost 30 children were reported missing in the Cleveland area over a two-week span at the start of May, which is something a local police chief said he has not seen in his 33-year career. Oh, maybe because nobody fucking pointed it out to you, buddy. Or maybe you didn't. Maybe somebody finally reported it on you. Who knows? What the hell does that mean? What are you going to try?
He's probably in on it.
You goddamn right he's probably in on it. I'm going to have to get this back. They don't want me to read this story. Excuse me. Yeah, that's what I mean. He's probably in it. Oh, man, my computer's acting up. What are you cocksuckers doing? You son of a bitch. We got wildfires already starting in Canada. I guess we can do that. But we're still not going to stop talking about Hunter Biden. We want to know what you're doing about that goddamn video. He is molesting fucking little six-year-old girls. What are you doing about it, motherfuckers? We're not going to stop talking about it. No matter what you fucking do, we will not stop talking about it. Oh, let's see. Canadian Emergency Preparedness Minister informs 2014 active wildfires, 93 out of control by Sputnik. All righty. Washington, Sputnik. There are 214 active wildfires burning across Canada at present, and 93 of them are considered to be out of control, Minister for Emergency Preparedness Bill Blair said on Friday. Let's see if we can go to even to continue reading without fucking up. Oh, yeah. As long as you're not talking about Hunter Biden, that fucking freak, that fucking goddamn abomination, that fucking child molester. As of this moment, there are 214 fires burning, and 93 of those fires are deemed to be out of control in Alberta, the Northwest Territory, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Quebec, New Brunswick, and Nova Scotia, Blair said. Blair said, all affected provinces and territories are facing so-called interface wildfires, and 19 of those are directly affecting First Nation communities, 9 in Alberta, 4 in Saskatchewan, 2 in Quebec and Nova Scotia, as well as 1 each in Manitoba and the Northwest Territories. And it shows, you got pictures of these fires, and it looks like some really good fires are going here. I mean, here where I'm at, the goddamn lower hills are just now getting out of the fucking snow. So I guess they're going to burn Canada this year. The wildfires have also forced the nationwide evacuation of thousands of Canadians, with no more than 29,000 displaced, Blair said. Canada will receive more aid from international partners. Not here, we're talking about it. This is why the Mexicans are out there lighting the fucking goddamn woods on fire. It's money. It's always been money. God damn it, you think we did? Throw all these fuckers out of here. We didn't have fires till you brought them in here, you sons of bitches. And we didn't give permission for them to be here, to be burning our goddamn woods down. They have burnt the woods down here where I live to the fucking point, man. I'm telling you, you can't. They burned whole fucking mountains. They have burned fucking goddamn marshes. They have burned this motherfucking place down to the fucking ground so that it gets rid of the deer herds. It gets rid of the elk herds. Anything that you could fucking use in time of war when they're trying to fucking starve you. And that's what I see in this whole fucking thing here. And that ain't no joking. The World Health Organization meetings reference seizing your rights to medical freedom and imposing lockdowns that will continue. There it went. Fuck, they got me again. I'm going to have to go in. I'm going to have to take and I'm going to have to put all this shit back on here. And until I do, it ain't going to fucking stop. Because I keep talking about Hunter Biden, that freak motherfucker, that goddamn criminal, that goddamn son of a bitch that deserved to be hung by his neck until he is fucking dead, with taking little six-year-old fucking girls with dressed like prostitutes and weighing out his crack cocaine. He's giving them, you sick, sick son of a bitch. I want to hear what they're doing about it. What are you doing about it? I want to see these fucking goddamn articles up here telling about the fucking prosecution. You got the goddamn in his on his own fucking goddamn. He made a video of it. He's proud of it. I want to know what you're doing about this shit. What about Hunter Biden? What about those little girls? I want to know about it, you motherfuckers. Anyway, we're going to call it. I'll put this all this shit back on here this evening. And we'll be back up tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And fucking, don't forget Hunter Biden. Any sites you're on or anything else? Yeah, but what about Hunter Biden and those little girls and that fucking cocaine? Is anybody going to fucking mention that again? I mean, goddamn, man. I mean, what do you fucking want? No investigation necessary. You got the goddamn son of a bitch on his own fucking goddamn tape. But, of course, they already had that with that other fucking laptop with him with the fucking prostitutes, didn't they? So these son of a bitches, I mean, they don't, this is what they're trying to hide. That's why, I mean, this didn't start fucking up until I start talking about Hunter Biden and the little six-year-old girls and the fucking cocaine. Anyway, that's the word from the trenches. Spread it. Rid of this son of a bitch. This is weird. Screen for Rosen. How cool. We'll fix it in a bit. Take care, brother.